Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyabonga Blessing Zulu ngokusipha kulela indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 25 kuLwezi 2022 ngugaino Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla.
Ikho isoko esithe saphiwa isimu yalonyaka. Unite defeating to end violence against women and girls.
Namhla iZimbabwe imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ukunanza ilanga le International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, lona elisungula umkhankaso owe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence.
Kuzabangela ukuthi okuningi esikufunayo kukhuphuke kuntengo. Sizathola nje okuthize sokudula.
Bayalisola abe-ZCT inyathelo likahulumende lokukhuphula umthelo owe-value-added tax, lokuphendukisa umthelo owe-import duty, empahleni ezimqoka ezingena eZimbabwe ezifana lokudla zivela kwamanye amazwe. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uSibongi Nkosi Sibanda owazakala kwezomculo ngokuthi nguBongi. Zonke lezi indaba lezinye lizo zizwa kulumsakazo. Namhla iZimbabwe imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ukunanza ilanga lokukhuthaza ukuqedwa kodubo lokuhlukunyezwa kwabesifazana ele International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Leli langa linanzwa ekuqaleni komkhankaso wokulimukisa uZulu ngohlupho lokuhlukumezana ezimulini owe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umkhankaso owe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence osungulwe ngokunanza ilanga ele International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women namhlanje uphela ngenyanga ezayo eKampalakazi mhla ka 10 ngelanga lokunanza amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele ele International Human Rights Day lonyaka ilanga leli linanzwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Unite Activism to End Violence Against Women and Girls. IZimbabwe inanza leli langa loba nje ukuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana lamantombazana uhamba phambili emadolobheni lasemaphandleni inengi lisola umumo womnotho omimanzonzo ezombusazwe lenkolo eziphambana lokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu. Ubulawayo usungule ukunanza umkhankaso owe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence ngomcimbi wabalingisi owenzelwe eNkulumane Hall besenza imidlalo yokulingisa ngokuhlukuluzwa kwabomama lamantombazana. Udokotela Godfrey Zwairo olwela amalungelo abesifazana labantwana uthi abezempilakahle bayamukela abantwana abaningi abadlwengulwayo bezokwelatshwa.
Nga ebuya siyase sibona ukuthi umntwana indaba ihambiswe esibhedlela khonapho kulamapholisa so that irekhodwe. Nga ukuthi umntwana uyabe ebanjiwe siyase sithi ahambe ku clinical psychologist esibhedlela empilo wakhona.
Unkosikazi Deborah Mugasa weBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association uthi omama lamantombazana bangafukameli udlakela.
Njengathi thina njengabomama sizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu njalo siyaxwayisa omama ukuthi bengathuli izindaba ezinjalo. Sinanzelela njalo lokuthi inkolo ziyachiyana.
Abemidlalo yokulingisa bakoBulawayo bananzeleli langa ngokulingisa ngemidlalo ehlukeneyo lokuhlabelela bethi kuqakathekile ukumelana lodlakela emulini. Omunye wabakade besemcimbini wanamuhla ngumqondiso wenhlanganiso yemidlalo yokulingisa eVictory Siyanqoba Trust umnumzana Desire Moyo.
Ilanga lalamhlanje ngelomhlaba wonke inkulumane indawo ekhona esemhlabeni
eZimbabwe kusukela ngomnyaka ka 2021 ngompando kwandula kuze kube lonyaka ngongcwabakazi abafundi abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili lambili 22,000 abemfundo yaphansi laphezulu bagcine bebanjwa ngamandla ukuchiya esikolo ngoba sebezibona bezithwele bengakuhlelanga njalo besesebancane. Ngiwobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Inhlanganiso ye-Fathers Against Abuse iqhube ingxoxo enkundleni yokuxhumana e-Google Meet izolo kusihlwa lapho ingcwethi zamalungelo abantwana labenhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo ebezihlaziya udubo osolusabalele kweleZimbabwe lokukhuphuka kwenani labantwana abadlwengulwa ngabemuli becina betholakala sebezithwele. Lokhu kungemva kokuphuma kwendaba zabantwana ababili abaleminyaka esitshiyangalonye abatholakala bezithwele. Omunye wabo ophuma esabelweni secholojo eningizimu yemaNdebeleni ubelethe umntwana oyinkazana kuyonale inyanga, kuthi omunye olokhu ezithwele utholakale eBindura enzikini yesabelo seMashonaland. Sixoxe lonkosikazi Sinqobizitha Nyathi, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBetter Man, omunye walabo ababephatheke kulingxoxo.
Okay, iBetterment Foundation yona yaqala ukuthi isebenze kuma communities ngo-2018. Kodwa it had been a vision that had been bottled up for years before that. Lakho kuyikuthi after a realization yokuthi in community societies and world over there was a growing gap emntwaneni ongumfana ukuthi i-attention isuke yasesiba emntwaneni oyinkazana. Umfana wasangani uyakhohlakala. Ekukhohlakaleni komfana khona lokho, instead of ukuthi i-emancipation of the girl child ilethe i-peace ne-progress, igcine isikhoza i-conflict ekuthini akusela kuzwanana phakathi ko-male and female, emuntwini wesilisa lowesifazane. Ngendaba zokuthi indlela i-emancipation yomuntu ongumama nokuncediswa komntwana oyinkazana akulethwanga ngendlela ya-include kumbe ngathi eyafaka umuntu wesilisa laye waba nengxenye to play in the field khonapho. So mina having worked with i-emancipation of umuntu ongumama, ngingathi empowerment of women prior to the formation of Betterment Foundation, that's when engananzelela khona ukuthi lapha in i-response yokuthi kuthiwa umuntu ongumama uhlukumezekile kaphathekanga ephathwa ngowesilisa ilamagebs ichiye umuntu wesilisa from the conversation.
Lapha uthi owesilisa kumele laye aphatheke kungxoxo yona leyo yokuthi abantu abangomama babanjwa njani.
Kumele baphatheke ngokuthi kanti vele yena obamba umuntu ongumama ngubani, anto nguye wesilisa okwayenza ukuthi umuntu ongumama acine ehlaba umkhosi ngoku-opreswa ngokuthi kanikwa amathuba alingana lawesilisa ngubani. Owesilisa ngoba yibo abahlala in the decision making corridor namandla ngokuthi baphase imithetho. Ungananzelela ebantwini abayibo abayenza imithetho emazweni wonke nje jikelele, abaningi bakhona abantu nasa sesithi sesifuna ukuthi izinto ziguquke esiphinde sesibachiya ngaphandle from conversation and from the initiatives and the effort sesibafaka le eceleni. It ends up everything fails kungani akusela into yakhona.
Unkosikazi Sinqobizitha Nyathi ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBetterman esixoxelayo ekobulawayo. Isinqumo sesicelo sokuthi ummeli wezengeza West edalele eParliament uMnumzana Job Skhala ahlawule imali yesibambiso e-bail kasisethulwanga. Ukuthethwa kwalesi sicelo kudluliselwe phambili kuvikezayo ngolwesibili mhla ka-29 kuLwezi. UMavis Gamo sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umantshi uTafazi Wamiti wedlulisele phambili ukwahlulelwa kwalesi sicelo sikaMnumzana Job Sikhala esebail esithi uphuzile ukuthola impendulo zamagqwetha kahulumende. Okhulumela umndeni wakosikhala njalo eligqwetha uMnumzana Freddy Masarirevu:
this was a bail application with respect to the charge of defeating or obstruction The magistrate said
uMantshi uthe ngeke akwazi ukwethula isinqumo lamhla ngenxa yokuthi abachuchizi bafake impendulo esikhathi sesiphelile. Lezi impendulo zifakwe izolo. Umthethwandaba wazibona lamhla lezo mpendulo. Ngakho uthe ubungekho esimeni sokusinika isinqumo sebail kuleso sihlelo.
UMasarirevu uchasisa njalo ngokuthi kungani engabanga khona usikhala emthethwandaba lamhla.
Honorable Skala himself did not attend court today. He was exhausted.
Umhlonitshwa uSikhala yena akazange aye emthethwandaba lamhlanje. Ubediniwe, ubesiya emthethwandaba kusukela ngomvulo. Ukhathele kakhulu.
Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla likaSikhala ele-TRCC, uMnumzana Ostalos Gift Siziba, uthi baseselalo ithemba lokuba uzokhululwa lanxa besazimhlophe ukuthi abezana uPF basebenzisa umthetho ukumkhahlameza.
Noma ke silokuzungeza lokungasuthiseki ngendlela ke abasebenza ngayo, kodwa silokuhlonipha ke amadali ngenxa yokubana ke balamandla abaphiwe ngumthetho welizwe esiwuhloniphayo. So kufanele ke siye phambili kakhulu silungise indaba yokubana Honorable Job Sikhala etholeke ukukhululeka kwakhe.
Ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Jenesani Ntungagwa uthi osekusenzakala kulabo abalombono owehlukile lokahulumende kufana xathu nalokho kwakusenzakala ngesikhathi sombuso wabelungu.
Ngesikhathi seRhodesia kwakulomthetho wethiwa yi-Law and Order Maintenance Act. Wawubopha omgabe ama-nationalists labonkomo. Namhla sesithethe ilizwe sokulaminye imithetho njalo, yikho ukwenza kwebandla elibusayo lijwayele ukusebenzisa imithetho ukuthi labo abangazwisani labo bangayindawo.
Kodwa isiphathamandla seZANU PF uMnumzana Munashe Mututsa uthi umkhokheli wabo uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlezi ekhuthaza ukuchiyana lomkhuba odlakela.
Uyasikhuthaza ukuthi nxa sisebenza sisenze zombusazwe akube ibuciki bengqondo lobuciki bezinto esizithembisayo esibusebenzisa ebantwini ukuze abantu besithande njengebandla kulokuthi sisebenze udlame lodlakela.
USikhala ubhekane namacala okuphazamisa ukusebenza kuhle komthetho kulandela ukuthunjwa lokubulawa komunye wabasekeli ebandleni le-Citizens Coalition for Change, unkosikazi Mo Blessing Ali, yena ocatshangelwa ukuba wabulawa ngabezanu PF. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Inhlanganiso yezisebenzi eyeZCTU isola uhulumende ngokukhweza umthelo we-value added tax kanye lokuphendukisa umthelo we-import duty obhadaliswa umuntu ongena eZimbabwe lempahla emqoka efana lokudla ekuthengwe kwamanye amazwe. Umthelo we-duty law wesulwa nguhulumende kunyanga eziyisithupha ezedluleyo esithi wenzela ukuba impilo yabantu ibe ngcono ngoba babethwele nzima ngentengo ephezulu yempahla elizweni. Kodwa izolo umphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthe uhulumende usebuyisela umthelo lo ngoba intengo yezinto isizinzile. Wengeze wathi leli nyathelo lijonge njalo ukuthuthukisa amankampani eZimbabwe akade ethathelwa ibhizimusi ngabantu abathenga impahla ngaphandle kwelizwe. Umthelo we-VAT wona ukhwezwe usuka kuchumilane lengxenye ekhulwini waya kuchumilane hlanu ekhulwini. Sixoxele nobhala jikelele we-ZCTU uMnumzana Jafet Moyo.
Kuzabangela ukuthi okuningi esikufunayo kukhuphuke kuntengo. Sizathola nje okuthize sokudula ngokuthi phela umthelo lo uzadlulisela kulabo abathengayo. Abamabhizimisi bazaqhubekela phambili besiyathenga ngaphandle kwelizwe bekuletha ke elizweni ke becharge ke umthelo nalowo obabebadalile ke emaborder. Ama-manufacturers ethu bengakaze kwaniseke ukumanufacture okuchiphileyo okuthize okunengi esikufunayo besikuthola ngaphandle abantu abaningi kabala imali kade besizakala kakhulu ngentengo ebincwebeka ngokuthi bekutholakala ngaphandle kwamazwe kuzabanzima ke ekuphela umnyaka abantu bezama ke ukuthi bethabise imuli zabo bazahlangana lobunzima ngoba abakufunayo kuzaba ke kudula.
Ubaba uMthuli Ncube uthi intengo sezizinzile kanti injongo yakhe enkulu lapha ngeyokuthuthukisa amabhizimusi eZimbabwe.
Ukuphakamisa amabhizimisi eZimbabwe ikuthi umuntu akweze esingathi i-aggregate demand. Kufanele ufake imali ezikhwameni zabantu. Abantu kabakwanise ukuba le mali phela ukuthi bekwanise ukuthenga. Yikho umabhizimisi weZimbabwe ke ezathuthuka. Asiboni ke kuyicebo elihle lokuthi okufunakalayo kutholakale kudula. Asiyo ndlela ke yokupromota ke amabhizimisi aphakathi kwelizwe. Enxa izizalane ziza kwehluleka ke ukuthenga ke okwenziwayo phakathi kwelizwe kumbe umanufacturer phakathi kwelizwe akusoze ke kukhuphule ke umnotho welizwe njalo asoze kukhuphule amabhizimisi ngoba phela abafanele bekhuphule umnotho welizwe kumbe amabhizimisi ethu ngabantu abaphakathi kwelizwe kufanele bebe le power ke yokuthenga lokhu okuthengiswayo sibona ke ngani silocebo elikhaliphileyo kumbe elihle elokudulisela abantu ukuze abamabhizimisi bethole imali yenengi.
Umnomzana Japheth Moyo unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZCTU.
ELeBosnia-Herzegovina laqhuba ukhetho ngomfumfu lonyaka. Waqhutshwa kahle ukukhankasela ukhetho lolu lokunye lungakenziwa. UChristian Schmidt owahlolisisa ukhetho lolu wethula impumela yalo kuhlangothi olubona ngezomvikela kunhlanganiso ye-United Nations eye-UN Security Council wathi ezinye inhlangothi zikahulumende zavimba ukuba amanye amabandla asebenzise imali ekuqhubeni ukhetho lolu njalo lokuba abanye abantu bengaphatheki kukhetho. USchmidt wangenela kudaba lolu esenzela ukuba ukhetho lolu luqhutshwe ngemfanelo. Kwakungasoze kuqhutshwe ukhetho lolu ngemfanelo engangenelanga kudaba lolu. UJeffrey De Laurentiis, umcebisi kahulumende weMelika kuhlangothi lwezemvikela olwe-Security Council uthi kuqakatheke kakhulu ukwenziwa nguSchmidt ngoba kumele inhlangothi zonke zikahulumende zikhululeke ukuze kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Uthi kumele zonke inhlangothi zikahulumende kule Bosnia-Herzegovina zihlolisise udaba lolu olwavezwa njalo ngababehlolisisa ukhetho lolu abakunhlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo. Uphinde wathi bonke abantu abakhathazwe yimpumela yokhetho lolu kumele belandele indlela ezibekwe phansi yisisekelo sombuso welizwe ukuze konke okuhluphayo kulungiswe. Uthi kungavunyelwana okumayelana lempumela yokhetho lolu kumele kuhlalwe phansi kubunjwe uhulumende omutsha ukuze ilizwe leli libuswe nguZulu. Ugcizelele esithi lokhu kuza kwenza ukuba kube lengqubekela phambili ngoba abantu bayabe sebezibusa. Elemelika lithi liyakusekela ukuba uSchmidt asebenzise okuthiwa ngama-bond powers ukwenzela ukuba kube lohulumende wabantu kule Bosnia-Herzegovina. UDe Laurentiis uthi kwakuqakathekile kakhulu ukuba kusetshenziswe ama-bond powers ukuze kusebenze uhulumende njalo le-Federation Constitutional Court. Uthi elemelika lizaqhubekela phambili lilwela ukuzibusa kwabantu kwele Bosnia-Herzegovina ukuze kube lenhlalakahle lokudlelana kwabantu abatshiyeneyo. UDe Laurentiis uthi bazabambisana labantu ukuze kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo esikhathini esizayo kulungiswe ezombusazwe njalo kuguqulwe umnotho ukuze kube lenhlalakahle.
Lapho ke belilalele udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika. Abalandeli.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo ye FIFA World Cup eQatar 2022. lalela umsakazo VOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo ngokugcweleyo. Siyabe sixoxa labadlali abachiyeneyo abaqeqeshi labathakazelela umdlalo wenguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalemidlalo suku ngosuku lakho konke okwenzakalayo umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Siyani indlebe kumsakazo VOA Studio 7 lizwe izindaba zemidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 kusukela mhlaka 20 kuLwezi kuze kuyefika mhlaka 18 ngoMpalakazi. Asikholiseni imidlalo yenguqu FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar sisonke.
Abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu bahalalisela iqembu lakwele Senegal ngokunqoba elikwenze ele Qatar nge-3-1 emdlalweni wesibaya sika Group A kumncintiswano wezizwe zomhlaba owe World Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa khona lekwele Qatar. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Impumelelo namhlanje icho ukuba iqembu leSenegal libe ngelakuqala kumaqembu amelizwekazi laseAfrika kumncintiswano weFIFA World Cup 2022 ukuthola imiklomelo emithathu. Umlandeli womdlalo wenguqu uStanislas Mbeke uthi impumelelo izakhuthaza kakhulu amanye amaqembu akule Afrika aphatheka kulomncintiswano.
Ukuthi ithemba likhona ukuthi iSenegal iwinile ukuthi singafaka amanye amatimu eAfrika ivezwe amatimu anjengabo Ghana, amatimu lawo amanye adliweyo ukuthi labo bephakamiseni amasokisi ukuthi labo bekwanisa ukuthi beyenze njengayo ke iSenegal ukuthi bezama ukulwisa ukuthi labo befike kuma-final.
Umdlali weqembu leBosso 90 uzibuzisa Mahlangu uthi impumelelo yomdlalo wanamhlanje imjabulise kakhulu njalo inhle kakhulu kuzwekazi lase-Africa jikelele.
Lapha thina as Africans sijabulile ngento eyenziwe yiSenegal uthi iyenquba khona le Qatar. Sokufake amanye ama-African countries kupitch ukuthi hayi bayadlika njani somenze bepushe hard. And the Senegal is a very good thing. African country is a very good thing. 3 points or 4 points.
Omunye njalo umlandeli womdlalo wenguqu uDaniel Chiweshe uthi besekuvele sekusethusa ukudlala kwamazwe aseAfrika kulomncintiswano wezizwe zomhlaba.
Yeah, I mean, I think Senegal is a good thing. I good result and therefore kuzenza amanye ama team aAfrica ukuthi iphakamise kakhulu ukuthi echamanye ama team. Yeah, bese ngathi isiphise la abanye uzokhanya ngathi thina aAfrica lesifile leli.
Iqembu leSenegal selimiklomelo emithathu ngemva kokunqoba kwalo namhlanje lohlezi endaweni yesithathu engalaneni yemiklomelo yesibaya sika Group A. Amanye amazwe awezwekazi laseAfrica aseKatar kulomncintiswano ngathi lona eleSenegal, Tunisia, Cameroon, Morocco, le Ghana. Amaqembu amabili azabe ehlezi endaweni eziphezulu kwengalane ekupheleni kwemidlalo ezibayo azadlulela kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano. Emidlalweni wesibaya sika Group B odlalwe namhla iqembu le-Iran linqobele Wales nge-2-0. Balutshwane abakade bekhangelele impumela njengoba iqembu le-Wales lilabadlali abaloduma abafana lo-Gareth Bale kanye lo-Aaron Ramsey, ikanti ele-Iran lona libhaxabulwe nge-6-2 ngele-England emdlalweni walo wokuqala. Iqembu le-Englandi lona elikhangelelwe ukulwisa okuzwayo ukuthola inkezo ye-FIFA World Cup 2022 lidlala leqembu elimele Melika namhlanje ntambama. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Kuli viki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo okholo uSibongi Nkosi Sibanda owazakala kwezomculo ngokuthi nguBongi yena eculayo koBulawayo. Asizweni xoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Sabele,
intombazana esakhulayo njalo ikhuliswe ngabazali abakholwa ukholo lwesiKristu ezalelwa ngoBulawayo asizweni imbali yakhe
empile eWaterford ngafunda eWaterford Primary School ngaya eTenzin Hlabangane High School for my A level and O level. I was born in 1999, 29 September.
Umatawo uthandeza umculo semncane njalo esebenzisana labanye usecindezele amadlalade athize.
Ngilama albums angu 3 in my name, lama singles angu 4, lapho ngicule khona lo Ronald Stone, ubaba Mayendere owase eHarare, Donesh nabanye nje abaqile balapha ngoBulawayo abahlanganisela uMafti. Ngumuntu okhule engathandi into zokuhlabela kodwa umamami lo babo ethi maye ubuye busuke ephuzile angivukisa athi kuzohlabela. Lo mama laye angiforce ukuthi ngicile church, so ngaqala ukuhlabela ngingu grade 1 ngayisho yena i-praise and worship church ngingu grade 5.
Abanengi ubonge ukukhona abamthintayo ukuthi laye angene emculweni.
Deborah lo Rebecca Malope yiba abantu abangenza ngathandi music kakhulu. Yeah. Ngasazocabanga ukuhlabela ngemva kokuthi nginspire laba bantu. I-album yami yayenziwa eVelocity, yayenziwa yokuqala yayenziwa nguJust Percy lo Face, esibili yenziwa nguPMC, and then esithathu lamanye amasingle ngenziwe ayenziwe eRock Up Studios nguNashby.
Ubongi ngaphandle kokucula wenza kuningi ekhuluma ngezinto eziphathelene loZulu ukuthi zingalungisiswa njani ekwenza emakhasini okuzilibazisa awe internet social media kulapho atholakala khona.
Itholakala on IG, Instagram as Ubongi the Ndebele Princess, on Twitter Bongi Bongi, on Facebook Sibongi Nkosi Bongi Sibanda, or abafuna ukuhlanganela lami bangangithola on +263 713 654 704. The YouTube channel yetu okule TV show yetu okuthiwa Talkback with Bongi ngangele magazine okuthiwa YouTube Season magazine.
Besikwethiselo wasibonga Nkosi Sibanda Ubongi kushana waza waza Friday mpela sonto lithukela kini lonke igama lamu Ezra Jesus Sibanda.
Ezra Chisa Sibanda lapho ubexoxa lo Sibongi Nkosi Sibanda owazakala kwezomculo ngokuthi ngubongi. Ku live talk namhla sikhangela ukusungulwa komkhankaso wokulimukisa uZulu ngodubo lokuhlukumezana ezimulini we 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Singakehlukani zihlobo sithi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela namhla iZimbabwe imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ukunanza ilanga ele International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, lona elisungula umkhankaso we 16 days of activism against gender based violence. bayalisola abeZCT inyathelo likahulumende lokukhuphula umthelo owe-value added tax, lokuphendukisa umthelo owe-import duty empahleni ezimqoka ezingena elizweni. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday besilomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uSibonga Inkosi Sibanda. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo, yimi uGaino Gumede Saidi.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.